UK correspondent Ender Brady's with us. Evening, Ender.
Hey, Heather, great to speak to you again.
Hey, there's been a lot of speculation that when Harry comes to the UK next week, he's going to catch up with his brother or catch up with his father. Is that going to happen?
Not happening. That's what we're hearing this morning. So a big week ahead for Harry, big week for the royals. Charles is back to work today doing public-facing duties. He's been doing a lot of work behind the scenes anyway, but we will see pictures of Charles in tomorrow's newspapers out and about, no doubt. But next week, Harry is back. It's 10 years of his Invictus Games. There's a church service at St. Paul's Cathedral. And I'm hearing no member of the royal family will attend. No meeting with William and Kate, which was to be expected anyway, because basically there's a chasm between these people right now. And no meeting with Charles. And I think people will be shocked by that because, you know, Charles' treatment for cancer, recovering from cancer, and Harry in town, and apparently Charles has to see the Prime Minister that day next week, which takes all of half an hour. And the word today is that he's too busy to see Harry.
What's it? Because, I mean, there'd be noises that things might be thawing, like he might be invited to spend summer or whatever with the royal family. What is it going to take for Harry and them to make up?
I think it's done. I think, you know, he wanted to have one foot in the UK and one in California, and they made it clearer, certainly his late grandmother did, that, you know, you're either in or you're out, and he's most definitely out.
But I don't think Meghan... who's being intransigent here, Ender, do you think?
I would say it's actually what Diana referred to as the grey men in suits, unnamed officials in the background, and they're competing, like rugby teams, like football clubs, you've got these competing kind of, you know, faculties in the background rivaling each other and advising each of the principals. And I think that's driving a lot of it, because ultimately your dad is your dad, your family are your family, and why can't you meet? So someone's taking advice from the wrong kind of people, but I don't think it's a good look for the public.
No, I agree with you on it. I agree. Hey, what's the latest in the migration battle between the UK, between Ireland and England?
So big row brewing on this. In a nutshell, because of the Rwanda policy, a lot of the illegal asylum seekers who are getting here illegally on the boats from France are now really, really worried that they're going to be rounded up and flown halfway around the world and dumped in East Africa. The UK government have spent about $900 million on this scheme. Not a single asylum seeker has gone to Rwanda yet. But Sunak is confident they will be flying by the end of July. So what's happening is, and this is happening in Ireland, I've seen it, basically, they're getting to Belfast, which is in the north of Ireland, currently in the United Kingdom, and then there's no border. So you can just hop on a bus, head down south, and claim asylum there. And the end result is, Ireland are now saying, the Republic of Ireland, are saying that 80% of all people claiming asylum in Ireland right now are doing this as a result of the UK government's Rwanda scheme. So the Irish government have called out the British government on this. It's a huge talking point, and Sunak is saying he will not take these asylum seekers back unless France takes back all the people who've come to the UK illegally, 45,000 a year for the last 5 years.
Yeah, interesting stuff, eh? Hey, this English rugby guy who got tasered, took two tasers, eh, because he's massive.
Yeah, he's a big unit, and the first one didn't work, so you can just imagine the look of horror on the police officer's face. Billy Vunipola, 75 caps for England. Saracens beat Bath on Friday night, and the whole team flew to the Spanish holiday island of Majorca for the weekend the next day. Now, what I'm hearing is Vunipola had not touched alcohol for almost 2 years, so he could concentrate on his on-pitch performance. He's obviously let his hair down too much at the weekend. Police were called to this bar at 3 a.m. in this town, La Palma, in Majorca. And the bar owner had pleaded with Vunipola to stop bumping into people, put his top back on, put your shirt back on, leave people alone. He wouldn't listen. So the bar owner had enough. He called the police, and they arrive and they see this guy who's 22 stone and 6 foot three and wouldn't behave himself. So the end result is they had to taser him twice to get him out of there. He's been dragged before the court. He pleaded guilty. $400 charge. There was one police officer hurt his wrist in the altercation, so $1,000 compensation to the cop, and a career in ruins. And it's a shame because Vunipola is a popular guy, but something went badly wrong on this night out, and he's very, very sorry, he says.
Jeez, I tell you what, if you haven't got a tolerance for the stuff, you've got to be careful. Hey, Ender, thank you. Ender Brady, UK correspondent.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.